Hey, just a quick update once again. This was the podcast I created when iTunes took down my original one. But after some emails, they placed it back up. So this is really episode 41. All right, this is actually episode 41. But since I had to start a new one, ended up being episode 1 of the Obvious Opinion podcast. But no, actually, 41, okay? It's back on iTunes, back on Stitcher, back on Podomatic, back on SoundCloud. It's now on Spreaker. It's going to be soon on iHeartRadio. I'm going to put it all over the goddamn place, all right? So here it is, episode 41 of the Rain Man podcast. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is the premiere episode, episode 1 of the Obvious Opinion podcast. So let's just get this out the way. This podcast right here, this episode, episode 1, this should be, in reality, this should be episode 41 of the Rain Man podcast, all right? This podcast I had it for about a year already. It's still available on Stitcher and Podomatic, all right? The Rain Man podcast, if you want to listen to it. But iTunes decided to take it down. It's no longer available. They didn't give me no explanation. They sent me an email explaining why they removed it, which they didn't explain anything. All they said was, we had to take it down. Here's the link explaining why we did it. So you click on the link, and the link explains not a goddamn thing. Okay? Not a fucking thing. So why was it taken down? I have no idea. Maybe it was some music I played up there, you know? I'm not going to turn this podcast into the, you know, iTunes can suck my cock podcast. This is not what it is, all right? Like I said, maybe I used the song here or there. You know, if it's a licensed track, I don't know. I reviewed the song Coco, and I swear to God, if that's the reason why my podcast was taken down, because I played that fucking song, I hate that song even more. But that's besides the point. And you know what really sucks? You know, shout out to Danny Penn, host of the Pinpoint podcast. Quick plug. You know, he made me this badass logo for me, you know, for my podcast. I finally got a logo after 40 episodes. You know, I was slowly getting, you know, some listeners, and they just took it down. So, fuck it, right? The show must go on. 40 episodes. That's a good run. Right? That's pretty good. That's one season, and then I got canceled. It's not bad. Hey, there's other podcasts that end. What is it? I think it's like 7 or 8. That's when the average podcast, that's the average episode, you know, it lasts. And then, you know, they just say, fuck it. Then they give up, and... All right, what am I talking about? Anyway, so yeah, this podcast, you know what? This podcast is going to be exactly the same as the Rain Man podcast. You know, I'm taking away all licensed music. All right, fuck that. I'm just using sounds from GarageBand. All right, if you listen to my you know, past podcast, or if you're a new listener, hello. But my podcast, I would transition from different segments of the show with like music playing in the background. So I'm taking all that out. Completely. Even the Rain Man, I was afraid to even put that in this podcast title. I don't know how this whole, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe Tom Cruise heard about me using his, you know, movie title as, you know, a podcast title of mine, you know, the Rain Man. I don't know. So, unfortunately, I'm going to scrap that. You can still refer to me as Rain Man. It doesn't matter. It's just short for Raymond. Actually, it's not even short. It's probably just the same length. Anyway, listen. Got rid of Rain Man, got rid of all my music. Like I said, starting completely fresh. All right. So from now on, this is episode 1. I wish it was 41, but, fuck it. You know, let's keep it going. If anything, this is just going to make me more, you know, have to think outside of the box. I got to come up with my own fucking jingles and stuff. So I've been experimenting with GarageBand and shit like that. I'll get into that more, but, all right, whatever. You know what? Let's just start the podcast, right? Fuck it. Let's go. This episode, I watched that stupid Power Rangers. I don't know. If you've seen it, check it out on YouTube. It's like a more adult version of Power Rangers. It's a short film. That's all it was. And, of course, everybody loved it, and I thought it was shit. So I talk about that a little bit. And what else? I give my thoughts on Ronda Rousey, even though by the time you hear this, it's going to be pretty old, but fuck it. Ronda Rousey, talk about her victory at UFC 184. Me just trying to explain Ronda Rousey just now. The match was over already. If you haven't seen it, 14 seconds, victorious, the baddest bitch on the planet. I'll talk about that. And, yeah, we'll get into just some nonsense later on, all right? So, new listeners, welcome. Past listeners returning, welcome as well, all right? Thank you. Help, spread the word, all right? Share the link and all that stuff. I'll have all that at the end of the episode, all right? So, fuck it. Let me stop babbling and let's just start the podcast. Okay. Who watched that bullshit Power Rangers, that quote-unquote gritty, that's the word I kept seeing, it was a gritty Power Rangers, who saw that, alternate universe, I guess you could call that, who saw that, bullshit, call me old-fashioned, I'm just probably an old fucking man, but I like my Power Rangers bright, and colorful. People probably don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, there is it's a short film, basically, is what it's called. It's 16 minutes long. It's Power Rangers, but it's a gritty. Why do I keep doing quotation marks? Gritty Power Rangers, you know? It's all dark. They kept saying adult. I thought it was complete bullshit. Dude, the fucking black, look, I'll put it to you like this. If you haven't seen it, if you're a fan of the Power Rangers series, you know what I'm talking about. Like, the Black Ranger in this version, he does coke. Like, that's how out there it is. Okay? That's how fucking, adult it get. Like, look, just adding, look, you take a kid's franchise, and you're adding adult shit to it. It doesn't make it adult. It doesn't make it gritty. You know, I think there's a way to make that Power Rangers not believable, but maybe to Jesus Christ. Look at Superman, Batman. Come on. You could take Power Rangers and make it into that type of, you know, I don't know, quote unquote, not reality, but you know, somewhat grounded reality. Yeah, you got to suspend your disbelief a little bit, but come on. Maybe I can't suspend my disbelief of, you know, the Black Ranger, he does coke. The Red Ranger, he gets shot in the head, apparently. He's about to get married to the Pink Ranger. And, yeah, they take him out. Yeah. Basically like Kill Bill. they just shoot him the fuck up. The Red Ranger, yeah. That's how he goes out. And, what else? The Blue Ranger, in this version, he's a gay entrepreneur, basically. He gets shot in the head, too. Yeah, it's just complete dog shit. When I was watching it, the whole time I'm just saying to myself, this was really just some dude's, science fiction, short film. And, you know, I guess someone suggested, hey, maybe you should add in, Power Ranger. And then this shit just blew up. And people enjoyed it. Look, if you like it, I don't know why. Just tell me. Maybe, I don't know, explain it. I was trying to watch, I was on YouTube watching, reviews on it. And everybody just loved it. Different strokes, I guess, right? I don't know. Like I said earlier, I just like them. I like my Power Rangers bright, colorful, no cursing. Oh, they're dropping F-bombs. Oh. Oh, James Vanderbeek is in it? The fuck out of here. Fucking Dawson's Creek. Is that supposed to sell me on... Oh, no. I gotta watch it now. The fuck out of here. Well, I watched it anyway, so what the fuck? Why am I talking shit, right? Well, I only watched it once. That's for fucking sure. I'm good. Look, if you're into that sort of thing, I've seen... like fan films like that, and like they pulled it off. But I thought this was just so over the top. I mean, and then the violence, like fucking, there's a fight scene with the Black Ranger. Like, look, the action was good. It just didn't fit, you know, the Power Rangers. Like he punches a guy's head off, like clean off. It's fantastic. But the Black Ranger, like, once again, he's a cokehead as well. Like, like I shouldn't call him a cokehead. He does it, obviously, recreationally, though. He's still in good shape. He's the Black Ranger. I mean, come on. Fuck out of here. But, yeah. Yeah, I was just laughing. Why, if it was coming off as, like, a comedy spoof, like, being this serious, then, yeah, I'd say it's fucking brilliant because I was laughing throughout the whole thing. So, kudos to them. And, yeah, that's my review on it. Look, if you want to see a good Power Rangers movie, then, I mean, you're fucked because there isn't any. They all suck. The movies, at least. The show I thought was great, so I don't know. I think it's on Netflix. Watch that. Watch that instead. Do that. Go on Netflix. Get the family around. Watch some retarded Power Rangers and enjoy your day. You know? My goodness. Gritty. Get the fuck out of here. I can't stand that fucking word now. Fuck it. If this Power Rangers shit works, then hold on. You get the same concept, right? Saved by the Bell. All right? Teenagers in school. Same characters, all right? But we're going to make it, I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers right now, gritty. we're going to do it, all right? So, all right. Zach Morris, he's still a popular kid in the school, but now he's, we'll just make him a fucking coke dealer, basically. Like, that's why he's so popular. That's why he stops time. Like, hold on. Zach Morris is like this coked up, always on ecstasy, like drug dealer in the school. And you know how when Zach Morris like stops time, like how about now? He does that now, but he's not really doing it. It's all in his fucking head. Like he's always fucking tripping balls. So let's do that. All right. let's keep going. AC Slater. He doesn't go to the school anymore. Yeah, he doesn't go. He's in prison now. He killed Jesse and their unborn child. All right, let's just throw in some domestic violence and some roid rage in there. Because he was in the gym, right? He was always in the fucking gym, working out. He was the fucking, what was he in? Fucking wrestling, right? He used to do that. So in this gritty Saved by the Bell, you know, he was always, you know, hocked up on fucking roids. And he ended up killing fucking Jesse. Boom. Right there. Kelly Kapowski. She's a porn star now. You know, the cheerleading career, you know, that never took off, you know, being a cheerleader. And she got knocked up by Zach Morris. So she's just doing, like, you know, pregnant porn now. And what else? And Screech, I don't know. He has AIDS. Why not? There you go. Is that gritty? Fuck it. If that Power Rangers bullshit gets all that hype, then my fucking Saved by the Bell gritty alternate universe fucking works too, right? Fuck it. Whatever. Somebody make that movie. All right, by the time you hear this, it'd been pretty old by now, but, you know, what the hell. Just quick thoughts. Ronda Rousey, UFC 184, Kenshin Gano. What was it, 14 seconds? It was something ridiculous. I don't know. I don't even know what I was going to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. The match starts. She tries to go in. Cat goes in hard. Gets tossed around. Armbar or some shit. Whatever the hell it was, looked like it hurt, and she tapped out, 14 seconds. She is the baddest fucking bitch on this planet Earth. There's nothing else to say, really. I guess this review is over. There's nothing else to talk about. Unless fucking Chun-Li fights her, there's nobody else left. So I think Ronda's going to kick back, relax, you know. I think she's going to make a movie or some shit, and that's about it. There's nothing left. Nothing. So unless there's a new chick comes out, or unless she fights Cyborg, which I don't think is going to happen, I'd love it to. I'd wish they'd just do a fucking catch weight and just, you know. But for a fight like that, you want to see the belt on the line, so I could see why you wouldn't do it. But it's got to fucking happen before something fucks up, you know. So, you know, like, let's say Ronda loses, or they find out this chick Cyborg is really a fucking dude. Like, either one of those happens, and then the whole fight's just derailed. So, yeah, anyway. If you want to see the fight, actually, it's on Instagram. People are posting the whole fight on Instagram, so I'm sure you could check that. You can find that somewhere. All right, let me get out of here. Oh, and one more thing. I just heard Ken Shamrock is fighting. Wow, I forgot who he's fighting. Oh, he's fighting the dude that used to do the background. The backyard fighting. Kimbo? I think he's fighting Kimbo Slice, right? Yeah, Kimbo Slice versus Ken Shamrock. Who gives a shit? That should be the name of the fucking pay-per-view, honestly. Look, I respect Ken Shamrock, his career, what he's done in mixed martial arts and in pro wrestling. But, I mean, who gives a flying fuck about this match? Yeah, and I'm gonna watch it, so, all right, let me stop talking shit. All right, later. That was the MMA minute, or whatever the hell you want to call it. The host of the Pinpoint Podcast, Danny Pin, has assembled a podcast party. What is a podcast party? It's a collection of podcasts from all over the world. Look, I'm not bullshitting you when I say that either, all over the world. Like, I'm talking about, like, this is some real international shit right here, okay? So if you enjoy this podcast, or if you don't, guess what? It's a win-win. You go to this website, fizzbutton.net, you will find a podcast to enjoy. I guarantee it, all right? And back to what I was saying earlier, international. You have Biff Sweetwater. He's up in Canada. Who else? You got Jason G up in Australia. I don't have any of my notes right now. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head. I'm trying to think. You got Bloom Lake. They're up in Las Vegas. You have the Talk to Cleo podcast. She's over in the Netherlands. I know her podcast, she does like English and Dutch. Where else are you going to get that shit? Right? Fizzbutton.net. That's the only place. And then you'll find me up there. I live in Georgia, so yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Hey, you know what? We were talking about Power Rangers earlier, and speaking of franchises, one franchise that is being just milked of every drip of life is the Rocky franchise. And why is this? Why nobody told me this. Why are they making another Rocky? Not just me. I'm talking like as if like someone's writing it. No, they're filming this shit. Like, where the fuck was I? How come no one told me of this? Do you know about this? Another Rocky? Well, it's not even a Rocky. I shouldn't even call it a Rocky. The movie's called Creed, as in Apollo Creed. No, the movie's not about Apollo Creed, even though that would be badass, a zombie Apollo Creed. Comes back from the dead to fight Rocky, or to have a rematch with Drago. That would actually be even more badass. But no, the movie's called Creed. I'm sorry. I'm just already, the movie trailer is already playing in my head, like zombie Apollo Creed and this guy, Drago, who's a cyborg now. No, the movie's called Creed, and it's about the son of Apollo Creed, and I guess he follows in his father's footsteps, and he gets trained by none other than Sylvester Stallone. So I can't shit on it. I mean, I'm it sounds somewhat interesting. I mean, I'm going to see it. It's Rocky. I have to go see it. You know it can't be as bad as Rocky, what is it? Is it 4 or 5? Which one is it that he has like a street fight? Like, it's not even a boxing match. Like, that one, that Rocky, I never liked it. I mean, I like the idea of it, but I'm like, come on, if it's a Rocky movie, you have to have a boxing match at the end. That's the whole formula. That's the whole dance. The whole Rocky movies do. And you completely just skip that for a fucking street fight. It was just retarded. But, and I didn't like the last Rocky either. But anyway, yeah, Creed comes out this year. Unfortunately, it isn't Zombie Creed versus Cyborg Drago. I know. I wish. God. Can someone please make a fan film about that movie while you're at it? Well, that's it. Episode 1 is complete. If you want to listen to past episodes of the Rain Man podcast, just search for that on Stitcher and Podomatic. By next week, this podcast will be on iTunes. I will have links to that, all the proper places to go. Right now, this week, I really can't share anything because it doesn't exist at the moment. All right, but until I get all that shit taken care of, you know, you can always follow me on Twitter at The Rain Man Pod. All right, and I'll be sharing all that info there. Okay, so until then, until next week, nothing much else to say, right? Thanks for listening. Thanks for following. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for returning. Any returners, as I said earlier, thank you for that. New listeners, just thank you. Thanks for the support. And as always, what else? Take it easy. All right, later.